Facing challenges and overcoming setbacks is part of doing business. Whether you have the expertise to survive them or not could mean the difference between success or failure. Welcome to We Are Women, featuring revealing conversations that provide invaluable insights into the success secrets of female masterminds. A must listen for every entrepreneurial woman. Now here's your host, Janine Vosper.
Today's podcast, we've got Tabitha Emmerich. Now, Tabitha is a naturopath, so she's going to share in some information for us that we're going to add to our secret success for the female masterminds. Now, I just want to tell you a little bit about Tabitha before we get started. Now, Tabitha, as I said, is a qualified naturopath, and she has a bachelor's degree in health science and works at a clinic at Capalaba on weeknights. She has a love of homotoxicology. Now, I know that she's going to explain exactly what that means. And she loves working with nutrition and herbal medicine. In a day job, she's Queensland Territory Manager for Brower Professional and Biopractica. And she's learned an enormous amount about natural medicine therapies through that and through her working with her clients. She has found that she's finally something that she's passionate about and enjoys using every day. But not only does she have the degree in health science, Tabitha also completed a double degree in Bachelor of International Business and a Bachelor of Commerce in Banking, Finance and Risk Management with all three majors. Goodness me, Tabitha, that was spare time doing that?
Yeah, I enjoy learning and I enjoy having the qualifications behind me.
And I know that you the ability to incorporate all of those skills too in everyday life, whether in personal or your business life. Tabitha believes that natural medicine is a great tool to get a health back on track. And basically, she's talking about the body systems are in balance. And there is a word there. Can you tell me what that word is?
Homeostasis.
Homeostasis. Now, what does that mean exactly?
So basically, homeostasis is putting all your body systems back in balance. So, you know, you have your immune system, you know, you have your circulatory system. There's all different systems that we work as naturopaths and trying to get them back into balance. When one of those systems tends to not work, then it's going to have a fall-on effect on the other system. Therefore, it's really important for a naturopath to review those body systems so they can look at and pinpoint what's wrong and how we can get those body systems working again.
So I'm so interested to hear more about this. Most of the time, your clients are really looking for that balance, aren't they? That balance with their health and balance with their career and balance with their lifestyle. And I suppose that would be what you'd be seeing is when they get their health right, that everything works across the board.
Absolutely. You know, when we're very tired, running around, we're having a hectic life. And most women, entrepreneurial women, have so many things that they're juggling. You know, the stresses of everyday life. If they have a family, they want to look after their family and be that nurturer, their mother, and look after the family. Juggling those two things just alone can create a lot of stress. So what we want to do is we want to work with them and trying to look at their schedules, look at their health and look at their diet and try to provide some balance.
And that's one of the things I find with the people I work with. And again, that's that businesswoman, that entrepreneurial woman who is having to be one role during the day and then take on another role at night and try and get that balance and recognizing that if they're not well, then they can't do any of those other tasks well either.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the example that people always get that, you know, you need to look after the mum as well as looking after the children, because if the mum gets sick, who's going to look after the children? So it's also really important that people who have really busy lives have an amazing support group around them as well. And generally, people who are entrepreneurial will have a lot of friends, and a lot of support group is required and needed to help them through as well, and making sure that they understand the stress, understand that they can call for help. That's what community is all about.
And that's an interesting point that you've hit on already. One of the barriers to success that is in my ebook, obviously downloadable, most people would have done that from my website, is that working in isolation or trying to do things by yourself and not asking for help, which is an important factor as well in getting the opportunity to be well and healthy and balanced in life.
Yeah, absolutely. Work-life balance and having the support group behind you is really important. Absolutely.
So Tabitha, you don't have an Australian accent. So there's obviously a story behind the degrees and travelling to Australia and getting into health science. Can you tell us a little bit about where you've come from and how you've got into this role that you're doing now?
Sure. My stepfather is Australian and we lived in Canada and my mum had met my stepdad. We had decided, or the family had decided, to come over to Australia when I was quite young, probably about 13 years old. So it was really a new adventure. I was really excited. I've heard a lot of stories about Australia. I had went to school in Melbourne. And we actually wanted a sunnier state, so we moved up to Queensland. I've travelled all throughout my life, so I have learnt a lot of things throughout my whole entire life. I've picked up natural skills overseas as well, and looking at how people treat different conditions and diseases. I first did my Bachelor of International Business, and then I went overseas and worked. I also had, because I wanted to use all the degrees that I had. I didn't think it was, what's the point of having a degree if you're not using and utilizing it? I also then came back home to Australia because I had a double degree waiting and decided, okay, well, I've done that and I wanted to do a Bachelor of Commerce in Banking, Finance and Risk Management. And I did three majors with it because I really enjoyed it. I also went out into business and worked as well. Then I went overseas and I got sick when I came home. That was a challenge to try work out when you have traveled overseas and come back home and then you have to work it all out with the doctors and naturopaths and homeopaths. So that was my journey really to understanding what a naturopath does. And I was at that time going, okay, this is really what I need to do. This is something I enjoy. I can find out exactly what's happened. It was a long journey, but it was a great one. I've learned so much. And at least now I can look and tell with different symptoms and different treatment protocols that you can help people who have been sick, who've traveled.
And you know, with your own personal story, I can imagine that you can relate very well to your patients as well, and because you've been there and been where they are and looking for that cure or that solution.
Absolutely. You know, when you've been through it, when you've actually been really, really, really sick and found somebody who could help you and then you sat back and went, okay, I can actually do that as well. It's quite amazing. You know, you've got an opportunity to help somebody else, be a good community member as well. And that's why I decided to get a bachelor's degree in health science, make sure that I was totally qualified, have all the skills and all the necessary tools I needed to be able to do the job.
Yeah. And you know, when people have an illness, we're not just talking, naturopaths just don't deal with people that are really sick. That, you know, it's keeping people well, isn't it? That's the part of it too. So it's that ongoing wellness as well. But when you have, you know, a debilitating illness, the depression and the stress that causes for the person that's ill and all of their people around them that care for them is quite significant, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. You know, the cost involved, if you keep a good health and nutrition and exercise flowing throughout your whole entire life, you will do very well. It's when one of those isn't there. So say, for example, you're a busy mum, you're running around, you're picking your kids up from school, you've got to get them off to soccer and they haven't even had a breakfast. You know, they really need to consider what they're doing and what they're fueling their body with. You know, food is required. If you have your breakfast, get up, have your breakfast and make sure the kids have their breakfast. At least then they're going to have the energy and you're at least you're feeding your brain to be able to help throughout concentration. For kids at school, they're going to be running around and playing. They need a really decent breakfast, obviously lunch as well and dinner. And sometimes, unfortunately, you know, the woman doesn't look after themselves and they really need to. They need to sit down and make sure they have their meals. Even if it's planning the meals, it's if you take the time, you will see the results.
Yeah. And look, I'm going to ask you some more questions about the planning and that type of thing as we go along, because I think for the people listening, that's a really vital part of being able to manage that and cope with all of the things that are being thrown at you and trying to develop, you know, an efficient system where you can feed people healthfully and, but still do it efficiently and, you know, obviously not cheaply, but, something that's of good value for what we put into our bodies as well. So just run through a couple of questions that I've been sort of dying to ask as well. Is many women do need help with their health and due to that stress and managing the family. So what, as we've been saying, you know, there's a lot of outside factors. So what type of things can you offer as a suggestion to help at maybe particularly this time of year, but just generally overall?
Well, we are in winter time. So what we're going to see is a lot of people who've been running around and stressing a lot, their tendency to pick up a lot of colds and flus are a lot higher if they're not looking after the bodies.
There's certainly a lot in the workplace at the moment. So yeah, it's definitely out there.
Yeah, absolutely. We can, for example, you know, just I had one lady and she came to me and she had lots of colds and flus. She had study, she had a boyfriend, she had to cook for her family. You know, well, boyfriend's great because, you know, you're receiving love in your life and that's wonderful. And, you know, it was really coming down to what her diet was, what her stress levels were, what her schedule was, how she was eating, and how we could really look at even just basic nutrition to get her up and running and get that vitality back. You know, I will ask sometimes, or generally, a diet diary is really necessary. That way you can gain what the client has had to eat throughout a week.
They're very, I've written them about before. They're really scary when you start writing down the actual food and liquid that goes into your daily diet and you go, oh, there's another one of those. Hadn't thought about that. But it is a very powerful tool is to create that diet diary, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, you can look back and work through what you've eaten that whole week, where the stress has been, and how you've coped. I had probably 23 assignments in one semester and there were two assignments due on those weekends. So I literally had to block out my whole calendar. I actually sat back and I thought, okay, I really have to get through this and I really want to get those high distinctions because that's what I like.
Tabitha, I know you. I'm not surprised. Oh, I love high achievers. Well done.
And I had to sit back and go, how am I going to get there with, you know, nourishment, sleep, adequate water? I'm going to be sitting in front of a computer. So I actually tested what food I was going to work with.
Oh, wow.
I would never
have thought of doing that.
Well, I knew I had to get through and I wanted to be on a really good, you know, achieving all those goals. So I literally sat back and I refined my diet so I could get through that period. All healthy food. I had to make sure I had all, you know, three meals a day with snacks, get up and walk around, make sure that I had the time to exercise and clear my mind so I could actually sit down and write all these assignments. So the food I was working with was, you know, coconut water for hydration. It was hot. It's in Australia, it's summertime. And it took me a good 2 months through working to actually work out which coconut water didn't have sugar in it.
Oh, they've got sugar in there, have they? And a lot being of selective. Wow. Because I have coconut water in smoothies and that because it is so good for you.
Yeah.
So, and oh, I must check. I just check the calories, but not the, that should define it too, shouldn't it? If there's.
It's really interesting how, unfortunately, in Australia, when we look at the food labeling laws and what comes in and is imported and what actually has written sugar on it and what doesn't. And, you know, when you go on a no sugar diet, you can actually tell what products actually have sugar in it because you can taste it. So, yeah, it took 2 months just to go through that. And that was just through travel and working and keeping hydrated in the hot sun in Australia. But there are great brands out there. It's the same with nutritional products. You know, we have naturopathic products specifically designed with therapeutic indications and research to back these products. Those products are necessary when we're working with those tools because we know we can, we understand that that's a great selling product. And if you were to go down to just a discount chemist, you really need to understand what products you're purchasing.
Yeah, look,
the quality.
Absolutely. I've got a friend that I've that's a naturopath that's based in New South Wales that's been working, you know, with her for many years, and I've done that on occasion when she's been traveling. I've gone and bought other products, other brands, rather than the good stuff, and it is noticeable. It's, you know, the joint pain starts to come back a little bit instead of having the really good quality magnesium or fish oil, or that's a very good point as well. It's the quality of what you're taking. So, but the quality of food is important too. So, does it matter if it's organic or not?
I always try to work with my clients and their budget. Organic is obviously going to be better because of, you know, less chemicals or hormones either in or organic meat, and you want to obviously reduce the amount of hormones of foods that you're eating. I have, you know, a list for clients to check organic markets because there's places that you can get organic food, which is cheaper. Luckily in Australia, we have a number of places where you can purchase organic foods and it's everywhere. You know, you look at Mrs. Flannery's, even now in Coles and Woolies, now we have organic sections. So that's great. We also have food markets as well, and a lot of organic produce is there.
So getting back to your, you know, your cramming session with the good food and the good hydration and the exercise, so anything else that particular, so what worked for you, would that work for other people, or do we need to look at something that would be individual when, you know, because that was very focused and concentrated stress, but on everyday life where it seems that, you know, at the end of the day we're hitting the skids a bit sometimes, most of us, aren't they, especially when we're trying to get a whole lot of tasks done. So is it something that it's sort of a good recommendations for all, or there's generally good recommendations but specifics, or no specific for each individual?
We look at the person as a whole. And we look at them holistically, meaning we will look at you as an individual. So there will be certain foods. You can put a general diet together. Some people will like certain foods and some people won't. So you're really working with them to achieve that health. Obviously, there's a certain amount of protein and carbohydrates that you want to work with. And there's a lot of like multivitamins and minerals also that you need. It can be tailored very specifically to that client, and that's generally what we do because we're there to help that individual.
And we can't pick up enough vitamins and minerals just from our daily eating if we've got a healthful diet?
It's really interesting. You can nowadays work with the foods and actually work out what vitamins and minerals are actually in the foods from a diet diary. And you can see where that person is actually deficient in certain minerals or vitamins. So you can tailor it to that. There's people who do obviously nutrition as well. And a lot of nutritionists can just do that for you. But naturopaths are trained as well to do nutrition. That's one of the biggest things that we have to learn about. Not only just nutrition, herbs, sleep hygiene. There's many things that we learn and there's many tools that we use to tailor it to that client.
And actually that's something that I've noticed. And, you know, and I'll talk to you shortly about how naturopathic medicine fits into, you know, what's termed as inverted commas traditional medicine. But just about every naturopath I know looks healthy and well, as opposed to most health professionals that I know certainly don't live the lifestyle that they preach. So it's actually quite an interesting observation, which I hadn't thought of until just this moment. So what is it, do you think, that taking that responsibility as opposed to a health professional?
Interestingly, I see many people with many different backgrounds and many different skills, but it really comes down to what they're eating, how their sleep is, and the amount of stress that they have in their life across the board. So if you're eating well, good foods, great, you know, a good amount of sleep and hydrating and getting your exercise, have a great social life, or you are talking and you have friends, which are important, you can have a very good, healthy and vital lifestyle.
Yeah, I'm just ticking all the boxes. Thank you, Tabitha. That's great. And look, that sleeping is a big thing as well. And I had a discussion with somebody I was working with the other day and who has insomnia. And because she was giving me a hard time about being energetic all the time, and we decided it came down to mostly the sleep, is knowing that your head hits the pillow and you go to sleep, and then the alarm goes off in the morning and you wake up. It's to be refreshed from sleep when you're used to it is not something that you recognize how hard it is for people who don't get that quality sleep to be able to deal with the stresses and the busyness of their lives.
Absolutely. Sleep is so important. And there are many sleep hygiene techniques that you can use to get a good night's sleep.
Oh, give me some tips. I'll take them home.
Okay. One of the things that, given our busy lifestyle, is we would review and look at how much electronics you have in your life just prior to going to sleep. Because a lot of electronics actually activate the brain. So if you're working with electronics or mobile phones just before you go to bed, your body's and your brain, you're alert.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah.
You want to have some quiet time just before you go to bed. So it's, you know, turning off that telephone or putting it on silent. Putting the electronics down. You need to consider, obviously, great hydration before, during the day, so you're not up going to the bathroom at nighttime. A dark room is necessary. You need to have lights off. Your body needs to be able to understand it's nighttime and needs to sleep. And I'm just keeping things simple here.
Mm-hmm. That would be difficult in places where they get midnight sun, wouldn't it?
Yes, well, they have a lot of blinds and they have a lot of, you know, the sleep, you can put.
Oh, yeah, like an eye mask.
An eye mask, yes. Mm. Also, there are a lot of things you can do. Chamomile tea, lavender tea, or having a bath is quite relaxing. So if you're a busy mum and you're running around and if you just have the kids to bed and you know you have them all asleep and you want to just relax, having a bath is a great way to relax. Using lavender oils as well. Lavender is great to help you, you know, have that relaxing. It works olfactory. It works through your nose. It helps calm you and relax you.
So, you know, and that's a really good point. And I just want those people out there that aren't sleeping that well to think about that, what their procedure is before they go to bed. You know, so rather than spending that hour checking Facebook before you go to bed, just turn it off and do exactly what you said, get in that bath. Look, I'm feeling relaxed already just talking about getting in the bath with the lavender and the chamomile tea. That's sounds like a trick. Can we have a glass of wine though as well?
One of the other things we do review is how much alcohol people have. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand a glass a day for some people, red wine. You know, red wine has resveratrol in it, which is actually something that's actually okay and good. However, alcohol does.
I knew there was going to be however there. However,
I enjoy a good glass of wine as well. However, the statistics and the research show that alcohol does affect your sleep. It really does.
Yeah, look, I agree. I can't deny that. I do agree with that.
So if you can, depending on where you are and what you're doing, if you can consider the amount and limit the amount of alcohol, that's great. Because at the end of the day, your problems, the answer to your problems are not in a bottle. Mm. You know, it's great to socialize and have a glass of wine, but try to consider how much alcohol you have, because it actually does, research show, affect your sleep.
Yep. So that's something someone could, because I'm always talking about people stepping out of what they normally do and doing something different. So the answer could be for a week, you know, just to get in that bath and relax it, and or just even to turn off that electronics an hour before you're going to bed or wanting to go to sleep could make all the difference in the world, couldn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, Tabitha, a lot of people haven't been to a naturopath before. So what is involved in a visit to a naturopath?
What we look at is we have a basic questionnaire, a form. We want to know, obviously, when you go to any naturopath, they're going to give you a form to fill out. There's going to be a basic questionnaire, which is going to go through your name, your history. If you've had any previous illnesses, it's going to give us an indication of what medications and vitamins and minerals that you're taking. So we can actually assess what the problem is and why you're here. And we'll obviously look at the questionnaire and discuss it with you as a client. If there is an acute problem, say, for example, you got a cold and flu and you've come, or you have a cold and flu and you're like, oh, I really want to get rid of this cold and flu. So you come in and we'll sit down. You obviously will have to fill out a questionnaire anyway. I need to understand who you are. And we can work out on an acute treatment plan. It's an acute basis. You have a cold and flu. How are we going to solve it? What are you going to take? How are we going to get you there? And how are we going to make you feel better? I had a lady who had a flu and she was unwell for quite some time. We went through basically an acute treatment plan with her. She took the vitamins and the nutrients, and we also went through some food options and sleep. She followed every one of them. She came back with a smile on her face. Because before she left, I said, look, after this, if you want to, we can work a long-term treatment plan with you so we can get that health and vitality flowing through your studies and flowing through your work. And she said yes. So she came back. What I loved was the fact is every time she left or every time she came to see me, she smiled because she was so invested in getting her health back. She did try. It's really up to the client to try to get their health back as well. You know, we can provide everything for you and give you all the advice. It's the clients that actually sit down and try everything and it works.
And sometimes it takes getting an acute response to something or getting very sick to, you know, it's a bit like getting to the bottom of the barrel and go, I can't take this anymore. What do I need to do? And look, that was a question I was going to ask. So it sounds like what you do is quite different than visiting a doctor. The first part you were talking about dealing with the illness. So you're offering something to treat the symptoms. So is that where a naturopath sits different than, say, a traditional GP?
We look at treating the cause. Why is it that you actually got that flu? Why do you have a cold? Why isn't your immune system operating 100%? Because if your immune system was whopping 100%, you wouldn't have had that cold and flu. So, yeah, we do look at, you know, all the body systems, what's working, what's not working, and how we can provide an acute solution, a solution to your problem, which is just acute, and then how we can just continue to prevent you getting sick later. We have to build up your immune system. If you've had 5 colds throughout the year, there's a reason why. Your immune system is not coping. We just need to work out a great strategy and a long treatment plan so that you don't continue to get those colds and flus.
Okay, so looking at that long treatment plan, how do you recognize which systems aren't working? Do you have testing, or how do you go through the process, trial and error?
You just ask a series of questions. You know, the questions are there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the basic. You can go through all the body systems and work out what's working, what's not working, just with speaking to your clients.
Okay.
It's that easy.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that sounds nice and easy. So the first consultation, you know, I imagine would normally take an hour or so, and then get shorter as you go along. So do you need any blood tests or any other sort of tests as well to identify problems?
Absolutely. Blood tests. Well, it depends on what you're dealing with. If a client's continually getting sick, I definitely want to get a blood test done. I want to see what's going on in the bloods. So, yes, there will be times when you will be requested to go and get bloods done, blood work. There's also other things that we can test as well. So okay. There are a lot of tools that we can use.
Okay. All right. And now we've talked a little bit already about the food and the fuel that goes in the body, and we covered a bit of the balance with the protein and the carbohydrates. You didn't mention fats. The fats are important as well.
Absolutely. Sorry. Yes, fats are very important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a certain percentage that you need to have fat, and it's good quality fat. You know, we need certain quality of fats for hormones to actually work in your body. So if you're constantly stripping out fat, you will have to look obviously at your cholesterol levels and how your hormones are operating. And we mean good quality fats. And I can go into a whole long list of it, but I'll keep it simple. You know, there's good fats and bad fats. And basically we would just go through what's good, what's bad, and how we can ensure that you have the good fats going in your diet and kept in your diet.
Because there's always, every news broadcast, there's something about diet. Every day of the week we're confronted with, you know, water isn't good for you, or it's, yes, you can have a glass of wine. No, you can't have a glass of wine. Fats are great. No, they're not. Don't have any carbohydrates. Don't eat sugar. And again, every single day there's somebody that's done some sort of study. And obviously some studies some studies are done with 23 people and other studies are done with 23,000. So they're a lot more legitimate. But the media picks up on it and people get confused. We've got a lot of talk about dropping out the carbs now or just having vegetables as carbs and the paleo diet, and or else dropping out fats as it was 6 months ago and focusing on carbs. Comments on that, please.
Different diets will work for different people, honestly. It's really how it fits into your lifestyle as well. A lot of people who do fad diets, they won't keep that sustained health and vitality. It's a diet or a nutritional plan has to be looked at as a long term. So, like I said before, you know, it's even just eating those 3 meals having that proper meal and not just worrying about diet, diet, diet. Honestly, you have to incorporate it in your lifestyle. It's got to be something that's made easily for you, and you can do it. There's some people who come in and their diets are so bad that if you were to take everything away, they wouldn't be able to cope. You have to actually stop and sit with them and go, okay, this is your diet. This is what you're eating. This is something we would like to consider to incorporate in your diet. And then we build and build and build.
Is it something that people just don't recognize, or just because they like the food? I notice, I watch the British shows where people are eating, they'll lay out the food they've eaten in a week, and you're lucky if there's anything green or orange or red or yellow on the table, unless it comes out of a Doritos packet. It surprises me that people don't know that, what is healthful food and what isn't recommended to have, three buckets of chips a day or something. Is it something that you see that people still don't know, and part of what I said before, it's that confusion about what's out there, or is it they just really like that food and have been always had it, or a bit of both?
It's interesting. You can have someone who's at university and they used to live at home and the mother used to cook all the meals. They used to have those three meals. It was good food. And then they're off to university and say, for example, they're just not eating properly at all. So there again, they haven't had their three meals. Also, it depends what foods that they started to eat. Are they living on fast food and takeaways? There's healthy fast foods and takeaways as well. You've got different foods like Indian and Japanese foods. However, it's also good to start taking control and start cooking those meals for yourself.
Mm.
Fresh, healthy foods.
Look, I'm nodding my head over here because I've got a 29-year-old son who lives by himself and has his own house. And I think when he walks in the door at the local McDonald's, they sort of get down on their hands and knees and give him thanks because he's in there that often now. And it's not funny, but and he has had multiple colds this year. So that's just me sitting here reckoning, going, I keep telling him that, as mothers do, even when your sons are 29, trying to convince them that they're not eating as healthy. But as you said, they don't live at home. They're doing their own thing. But for him to be able to then recognize that they're not healthy choices, so it's affecting his health and his ability to sleep and the stress levels and everything that goes along with that as well. Very interesting. It's great when you're talking like this, and when I've been talking through the other podcasts, there's all the little flashes of things go on of my own head because I'm learning so much from you and the other people that I've interviewed as well, because it's all about creating a better health, a better wellness, a better mindset, a better opinion of ourselves in all of these podcasts, so that we can be the best that we can be. So starting right at the basics with the nutrition and the sleep and that balance and reducing stress is obviously where we need to go back to, and then everything builds on top of that. That would be rewarding for you to be able to see like that woman make those changes.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they're smiling. And that's good. She took a vested interest in her health, and that's what you need. You need clients to do that, because at the end of the day, it is their health. So they need to try to incorporate a lot of the advice that's given. But you also have to do, that's why we do treatment plans. So you can follow and work with a client to make sure that you're looking and they're just as invested in their interest, in their health as you are. Because you're both working together to achieve one goal.
Yeah. And look, that's part of everything that we need to do within our life whatever we're talking about, is that we take control. Because we are that person that's responsible for ourselves. And even if we've maybe come from a household that hasn't had that nutritional advice, information, and capacity to be able to then go and find it and take it on to our children then as well. I've got into growing my own vegetables and got some really great vegetable gardens. And what I'm finding is fun is finding recipes to use 600 pieces of silver beet, you know. Treating it as spinach instead. So there's lots of spinach recipes as opposed to silver beet recipes. But, you know, it's beautifully organic. But it's fun doing that as well. I mean, that's part of what we can do as parents is demonstrate that to our children, or maybe not the son who lives away and eats the McDonald's, but to the next generation as well by leading by that example.
It's always interesting when you have the son or the daughter that's gone and then they come home and go, "Mum, can you just make me a home-cooked meal, please?"
Yeah, he does turn up. He lives about 20 minutes away and I'm sure he can smell the food cooking as soon as it goes on. So, or else we'll get home and there's food missing out of the fridge and you just know where it's gone.
Yeah.
And usually a Tupperware container's gone missing as well and just popped in. Thought that sweet potato and what did I do the other day? Sweet potato and silver beet bake looked really nice. So it just disappeared and it had been nice.
Well, at least you know now you've helped him because he's come back.
It's two vegetables he's eaten, a green and orange one. So.
And he's got, yes, absolutely. The vegetables are in there and it's not takeaway.
No. That's good. So, you know, we're talking about vitamins and that. I know the things that I take from the my New South Wales naturopathic friend. There's quite a few things, but and I have them explained to me. So I could imagine that's your process as well, and the benefits and
absolutely. You know, the benefits of just diet, the benefits of sleep, the benefits of, you know, the herbs and the vitamins that they're going to be taking. You obviously go through the benefits with them. This is why, you know, we're suggesting, you know, you take this and incorporate this into your life. And sometimes it can be quite basic. And sometimes depending on how long they've had that health problem for, it'll take time. You know, we always say how long it takes, how long have they had, if it's taken them, you know, 3 or 4 years to build up that disease, then it's going to take a bit of time to help, you know, get them back on that health and vitality and feeling that they're just feeling great.
And look, sometimes I know I end up with quite a few different things to take each day and it seems like an awful lot. And I know he who comments on my naturopathic medicine at home mentions about all the different things that I do take. But personally, you know, I've got a ton of energy and can do lots and lots of things in my day and feel good about it. So it seems that it, you know, it works for me to do that. But I know I found that confronting when I first was, you know, given this list of things that would be beneficial for me to take on a daily basis. But having been someone that has exercised heavily for a lot of years, to the joints now are, you know, then wanting that extra bit of love and care. So, you know, they're all add up, all of those products add up. So that was a concern of mine, going, well, are they all working well together? And, you know, because that's something with medications you've got to be mindful of.
Yeah, you do. As a naturopath, in order to do your job properly and effectively, you're going to need to have a list of the herbs and the nutrition and the what they're eating, their diet, vitamins and medications they're currently taking, so we can assess what you're actually taking and how well things are working. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And if you just had three tips to give away now before we just wrap this up, three things that you said to someone listening, look, I don't like the word should, have to, got to, but I'm going to use it now. They have to do to just have that better level of health within the next week. Three things.
Adequate water. hydration is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So having your, even if it's winter or summertime, you have to keep up your amount of liters, like, you know, 3 to 4 liters. If you're doing sports, you're going to be drawing on a little bit more of water
mm-hmm.
because, you know, you're going to be sweating a lot. So, you know, keep the liters of water up there. That's a main thing. If you're stressing, it's best to just sometimes understand what the problem is that you're stressing about.
Okay.
Because that is what's causing the problem. You know, you treat the cause. Have you been stressing about something for the last 2 weeks? And how has that affected your health? Mm-hmm. So we got to work, what's the cause? What's really causing you the problem?
Yeah.
Another thing is sleep.
Mm.
Sleep is really important. And if you can get a good sleep hygiene, you will find that it will benefit you a lot more. If you're lying in bed and worrying about the problem, I always ask people, write the problem down or what you're worrying about on a piece of paper, leave it, go to sleep, forget about it and deal with it tomorrow.
Mm, because it doesn't change as you're asleep. You know, and the more you think about it, the less opportunity you have to solve it, I believe, anyway. It's just to let it go. Tabitha, this has been a wonderful discussion. Now, how do we get to see you? You know, where exactly are you working? And if somebody listening to this is in your area, then obviously, you know, they're going to want to come and see you.
So I'm at a clinic, and that's at Capalaber on weeknights, certain weeknights. You'll have to call my mobile phone. I have business cards, which I can give you.
Okay. So what's your mobile, Tabitha? You don't want to give it out here? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's best that.
All right. So anyone that's wanting to get some information about Tabitha, all my contact details are on my website. So give me an email and then I'll be able to forward the details onto you. It's one of those secret medical professional things. I get it. It's cool. But we don't want you to, I mean, it's great information and great advice. And I, you know, from listening to you, I'm sure that people are going to be going, well, that's the sort of person that I want to work with to get my health back. So that's cool. So anybody listening to this that's in the Brisbane Bayside area and particularly would be interested in seeing Tabitha, then definitely email me with all the details on my website and then I can pass it all on and sure. Make contact that way.
So that's wonderful. I can work with you on clinic numbers. I don't know if you've got a website or whatnot.
We can add all that on there as sure. Well. So that's great. So anything, you know, just about why you do it, what's in it for you, Tabitha, being a naturopath?
Generally, when you see that person who's put the effort in and they've turned their health around, that's just an amazing feeling. And seeing that person smile when they walk out, you know, okay, they're not feeling great when they've come in. They've implemented the short treatment plan and looked at the long-term treatment plan and really invested in it. And then they come back and they say, this is working, or I feel great. Mm-hmm. You know, certain stresses that will come in their life come and go, but it's really educating a client and getting them to look at their lifestyle, their sleep, their stress levels, and how we can turn that around or be mindful of it, and how you can actually achieve a great quality of life and have that health and vitality.
Yeah, and that's a wonderful thing for you to be able to work with and create and see within people. So, look, thank you very much, Tabitha Emmerich. I really appreciate the time, and I'm sure there's a ton of valuable information that people will be able to listen to this podcast and be able to resonate with how they're feeling and think about, especially those, you know, those tips as well. And it's really great to have you on the Secret Success. Look, I've got to change those two words together or say them much slower. The success. For those listening, this has been a late evening recording. So the Success Secrets of the Female Mastermind. Thank you, Tabitha.
Thank you, Janine. I had a great time with you. Thank you.
So, do you feel stuck in a rut in business? Visit speechperfect.com.au and download Janine's free ebook to avoid the 5 most common stumbling blocks women face in business. It's jam-packed full of tips to overcome the barriers that could be holding you back from the success that you dream your business will be. We would love you to leave a review of today's episode and share this podcast with other women in need of entrepreneurial inspiration. Subscribe to the next episode now and join the We Are Women community.